Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, Odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Roman guest line, remember, free online evaluation for ongoing care, is Katie Mox of the Betting Exchange, here to talk some NFL. Katie, first and foremost, welcome to the show. You know, studio clap for Katie Mox joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Katie, thanks for joining us. And we have four games that are extremely...
Can I ask just one real quick question?
Sure.
Just, hey, Katie, what are your thoughts? Just really curious. I'm sure you've been watching a lot of Niner film from that game against the Cowboys. What are your thoughts on all of the Trent Williams continuous false starts in the wild card game that never got called?
Yeah, well, okay, Trista. I know that you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. Look, I think there's calls that happen or don't happen on both sides. But I will say, there was definitely a few of those. He's just kind of getting back into the fold from injury. But as a Dallas fan, I hear you on that one for sure.
So a true Dallas fan, shaming Trent Williams for the loss. Shame Dak Prescott.
It's like he's not been through enough with all the cancer.
He beat cancer. Like, he had surgery.
How dare you?
He beat the Washington football team. Like, he got out of that situation. That should be deserving of all the praise. Katie, let's talk about, Ryan's going to have a field day with this one. But speaking of San Francisco, they're on the road against the Green Bay Packers. They're rested. The Green Bay Packers are. The line, 5.5. In this one, some injury concerns on both sides. Garoppolo was a full participant. Bakhtiari is questionable. We see right now on that game. 46.5 is the total. -250 on the money line for the Packers. +210 for the 49ers. What are your favorite plays in this game? How do you handicap this game?
Well, for me, I think I'm taking the Niners on the spread on this one. Look, I've been a big Packers believer, actually, believe it or not, Ryan, as a big Niners fan myself, this entire season. I do think it's been Aaron Rodgers' year, and he's been absolutely lights out, specifically at home. But if you look at the way that these two teams match up to give the Niners at 1.6 points, I'm sure you can agree that was insane. That was insane to give the Niners 6 points. I mean, I think when it opened up around 4.5, that made a little bit more sense to me. And I think that had to do with, like you touched on Jimmy Garoppolo, but Jimmy Garoppolo, he hasn't been designated for any kind of injury as of late. And, we know that Shanahan likes to play these games with the injury reports and all of those things. Look, the 49ers are 3-1 as underdogs this season. They're 2-1 on the road. And let's not forget, the San Francisco 49ers have won the last three postseason meetings, Ryan, against the Packers.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I didn't get out of bed for a month after the last one where Jimmy Garoppolo only dropped back 9 times and they rushed for 500 yards or whatever it was.
It was just 8 times.
Yeah, 8 times he threw the ball. It was Mostert, and I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Exactly. But here's the thing. It could very well stack up like that again. Now, I'm not saying that the Niners win this game. Of course, I'm incredibly hopeful that the Niners will win. But, something my friend told me, which has become one of my betting mantras as well, if you're not going to back Aaron Rodgers at home, you might as well just lay off the game. Yeah. And I totally agree with that, especially with how he's been playing this season. But I do like the Niners here, plus even the 5.5 points, because I think that these two teams play each other very close. Last game, 30-28. And y'all really should have beat us by more than that, because, look, the Niners didn't really have a capable run game at that point, and our pass rush really wasn't up to speed in week 3. We weren't utilizing Debo Samuel like we are now in the backfield, and we didn't even have Elijah Mitchell. So I do think that, the Green Bay run defense is going to be a little bit tough, but I like the Niners. I like the Niners against the spread, and I'm hopeful for a win.
Washington football team fan entering the chat. I have a gripe. If I see that graphic of LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay and all the
coaches.
Yeah,
at least we got nice things.
Oh,
like,
my
even if we
gosh.
Disagree.
We're just stuck with Ron Rivera now. We had three super – that's the first coaching super team I've ever seen in my life. And then Adam Schefter, they won't let me live that down. So that's all I have to say. Ryan, take it away.
Yeah.
No, Katie, and I love Kyle Shanahan, so I hate that I have to hate San Francisco. I wish he was anywhere else. But moving on from that game, the game of the week is Bills-Chiefs for everybody except for you and I. I like the Bills. Yeah. I actually like the over. I know it's going to be a really public play. I don't see either of these offenses not scoring 30 points in this game. Josh Allen just played his best game of the season. Bills have already beat the Chiefs despite losing to them twice last year, including in the AFC title game where they got blown out. What are you doing in this one if you play it at all?
So I'm actually going against you on this one. I like the under 54.5. What you just said makes so much sense, right? There's so much talk about these incredibly high-powered offenses. You've got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, two absolute gunslingers, and the weapons that both of these guys have is incredible. But where I lean on is the Bills' number one pass defense, and they actually lead the league in the least amount of touchdowns through the air. They put on a clinic last week against the Patriots. They were damn near perfect. And the reason why I think about this is I just think about the Super Bowl when Kansas City had no touchdowns. They were held to just 3 field goals. And if you think about what the Bucs pass defense did to them, I mean, they bottled everyone up and Patrick Mahomes had nowhere to go. I can see that potentially happening again here.
Katie, you got a couple of coaching guys that are, D'Amico Ryans and Mike McDaniel. Which one do you think is going to get a job first, and who do you think is harder to replace?
Mike Jones.
Oh.
I love Mike McDaniel so much. I mean, that was just incredible. So I think they're both going to be hard. I'm still not over Saleh going to the Jets, okay? Yeah. I love all of our coaches so much, so I think anyone would be a big loss, but probably McDaniel's more for me.
Katie, looking at this Rams game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, everybody says that the Bucs also had a bye week last week because they played the Philadelphia Eagles, but here they are at home now against the Rams. 3-point spread in that one. The Rams had a great outing against the Cardinals. That Cardinals team looked like a grade school team out there. What are you doing in this one, the total, 48.5 as well?
I'm taking the Bucs -3, and I feel like a lot of people are super heavy on the Rams, and I get it with that defense. You know, Brady's the least pressured quarterback in the league at 17%. He's got a 3% sack rate. Rams defense, 32% pressure, 7% sack. Obviously, we all know the best way to get to Brady is to have that constant pressure, but I don't think enough is talked about this Bucs defense. I mean, they finished 4th in defensive DVOA at home. And I got to say, guys, I think that the Rams are frauds. I mean, I heard you yesterday, Trista, talking about the Titans being frauds, and I believe you. But I also think that the Rams are a little bit frauds. I mean, yeah, they look really good against okay teams, but they are 3-5 against playoff teams. And there's a lot of talk about how unhealthy the Bucs are, and I hear all of that. But are we really going to say Stafford is healthy right now? He's got the foot. He's taken some big hits. And I don't really think that he was tested against the Cardinals. One stat that obviously really sticks with me, he's 11-41 in November or later against teams over 500. So if we're looking at a quarterback duel here, who do you trust to be the most disciplined? I'm going to go Tom Brady.
Well, if you guys think the Titans are frauds, do you think the Bengals have a shot at beating them on the money line coming up on Saturday at 4:30? Because, I mean, everybody's like, oh, this game's going to suck. This game's going to suck. I just want to watch Niners-Packers. I can't wait to watch Titans-Bengals, man. What are your thoughts on this one? Any props or any plays that you might like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm on the under, actually, in this game. The under is 5-1 in the Titans' last 6 games as home favorite. I think they play a little bit of a slower pace game. Their secondary is volatile, of course. They're a little bit better up front. And let's not forget about that O-line. I mean, Burrow, I think, is the most sacked quarterback in the league. It's up to, like, 53 at this point. You know, Bengals are a good underdog. They're 10-3 as dogs with a line of 3.5 to 9.5. But I would lean Bengals on this one, but I like the under for this, under 47.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, Katie. Thank you so much. Do you have any other plays that you just love?
Oh, I have a question. I have a question. This is non-football, yeah. Katie. You came from L.A., yeah. Yes?
Yes, I came from L.A.
I also came from L.A. when I moved to the East Coast.
Love
what
it.
Was the most difficult adjustment for you? Because for me, it was figuring out that I needed to buy, like, new long socks. Like, I didn't know that I didn't. I only had ankle socks when I lived in L.A.
Yeah, so the thing is, and I have a dog, right? So I went from being able to walk directly outside, and I had a big patio, so I had a doggy door. And now it's like I got to wait for an elevator up 17 flights to go down just to let the dog out. So the biggest thing was trying to retrain my dog about, you know, not having a yard outside.
Katie, before we let you go, actually, I want to give you the chance to make some money because we're doing this giving props contest. Oh. And it's a new week, which means new props, and another $2,000 is up for grabs. I'm not going to read them all, but all you got to do is go to betql.com/props to sign up. I want to get your take on this one because Debo's been a monster. His combined rushing and receiving yards is one of our props, 106.5. What would you do with that? Over or under?
Over. 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 I mean, the guy's an absolute beast. He can do absolutely anything. But I will say, if we're looking at props, a lot of people like to talk about playoff Lenny, but I don't think as many people talk about playoff Gronky. Anytime touchdown for him, it's plus 100. He has the most career postseason receiving touchdowns of any tight end. It's at 14. And look, with all of the injuries going on with the Bucs, I mean, look, he had 2 touchdowns in 4 playoff games last year. I like Gronk anytime touchdown and hammer the over for Debo always.
I love it. I'm glad that you brought up Gronk because we have Travis Kelce on here, but I was actually more interested in your take on George Kittle. Last week I played the receiving prop, both the yards and the reception, and he only had 2 targets, 1 grab. Yeah. Kyle Juszczyk got more targets as a fullback.
Why is he not involved, Katie?
Do you think that they're just they're saving him, but do you think that Shanahan's going to unleash him? Because his prop right now, 4.5 grabs, I want to play it while it's still that number plus money.
Yeah, I like the 4.5 grabs. Okay. I would definitely play that too. The thing with Kittle is that he's so versatile, right? He's so important with blocking as well that sometimes he's more of a blocker than he is doing the other things. But I do think they're going to utilize him a lot. George Kittle in a big game, that's a guy that you want to get the ball for sure. And he's going to be so hungry for it. So I like that over 4.5.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you soon. And hopefully this weekend, all your bets hit.
Except for the San Francisco one.
That's what I was
sorry, Katie.
They beat me to the punch. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
That was Katie Mox joining us on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL.